welcome to Perfectly Paranormal, episode 76. My name's Anna Schmidt, and I'm here every week to share with you true paranormal encounters and information about devils, demons, and dark energy beings that no one else talks about. They truly don't. And today, we are discussing demonic voices, those creepy whispers and their charismatic influences. And where do these annoying voices come from? And I often get asked, do I have a demon talking to me? Or what is that evil voice in my head? Am I going insane? And why do dark entities talk to us? So I'll be answering these three questions amongst a few others. And I've also got some rather creepy, weird, and slightly wacky voice experiences for you today. And I'm also going to share one of my clients' experiences hearing these voices. So let's bring it all out into the open and get started with who or what are these distracting voices and where do they come from? I do need to mention that I'm presenting all information today from my personal perspective, from my energy work observations that I've had over the last sort of 20 to 30 years. I'm not a medically trained doctor or a mental health professional, but I want to share another perspective with you as to the possibility of where these voices can come from. Now, voices in our heads can come from a multitude of sources, and they can present themselves on different levels, as you're going to hear in the following information. So here we go. Let's look at some of the possible sources of these dark, mysterious voices that people hear. The first thing we can look at is the monkey chatter in our minds. We all know about the monkey chatter. This presents itself from stress, from worry, anxiety, life difficulties, busy routines, all that juggling that we do in our brains and our minds 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, sometimes the monkey chatter that we hear in our heads doesn't always present itself in our own voice. And depending on what we're going through in our lives at that time, if we're stressed or if we're worried or if we've got anxiety, life's just not going the way we want it to, the voices can sound stressed. They can sound tired. They can sound upset. Don't always jump to the fact that it might be a dark energy talking to you. Now, the next point we're going to look at, if you've experienced close personal trauma, especially from, say, a family member or a partner over long periods of time, their voice may be imprinted in your mind. Now, you can hear them saying all the horrible things to you that you have gone through in the past days, weeks, months, years. So this leads into, and it's really important when you've got that trauma there, is go and see your doctor and a mental health professional, because they are going to help you unpack these voices, unpack the trauma, and help you move through it and move into living in a better state of well-being. So this leads into diagnosed and undiagnosed mental health conditions. And people often ask me, if people with conditions such as schizophrenia, for example, are they more spiritually open? And they're hearing these voices that are in the ether that are around us all the time. Now, that is a complex, multifaceted situation. Now, for me, as an energy worker, I would say a definite yes to the possibility that these people are hearing energy beings around us, because they are around us all the time. You know, whether they're spirits or whether they're the darker energies or the demonic level beings, even the spirit guides. Some people hear spirit guides and they've never heard that voice before. They don't know who it is or what it is. It's a male voice, a female voice. They don't know. And it can lead people into feeling very unwell in the mind. Now, this has many, many aspects, as I tried to sort of unpack a little bit, as to why people hear these voices. Now, the voices can be part of their trauma, can be part of a mental health condition. going to be doing an episode soon talking about dark entities and mental health conditions. And again, it will be purely from an energetic perspective, because I've had some experiences with family members and clients and friends around me that just give me inside information about paranormal beings and the possible connection, what their part is, what they play in the part of people's mental health conditions. So we're not going to talk about that now. I need to sit down and really write in-depth notes so that I cover everything for that episode. So stay tuned for that one. Now also too, insomnia. This is a biggie. I have had this myself. I've been down this track many, many times. Can insomnia possibly lead people to hearing or seeing hallucinations? We all know what it's like to be tired. We haven't slept. We've got to get up. We've got to deal with the family and work and business and social situations and driving, and it all just becomes too much sometimes. Do we sometimes hear verbal hallucinations? So just stay open to that as being a possibility. Now, this is the one that I'm most connected to: psychic and spiritual openness. Because everyone, believe it or not, has some level of psychic ability, some level of psychic connection to the energetic environment around us. Now, there'll be people sitting there rolling their eyes going, nah, that's not me. But your intuition, that gut instinct, why you drive one way instead of going another way, why you leave 10 minutes earlier when normally you don't go until a later time, that is your intuition, that is your psychic abilities alerting you to possible situation, or you just need to follow that guidance. And being aware of who you connect to within the ether is so, so important. I've had many, many clients in the past who do a lot of meditation or soul work or spiritual work, and they get stuck in some really, really difficult situations. Don't instantly trust that white flowing gowned figure that you might see standing before you in a meditation. Just because he or she seems genuine, don't instantly trust them. Now, I'm not trying to frighten people or put people off doing spiritual work or doing meditation. It's all about observation. Use your common sense. Do the detective work. Observe. If you're visual and you see your spirit guides, look at their body language, if they use eye contact, how they communicate to you, the types of words that they use. What you hear comes down to the tone and the message. Really, really important. I talked about this in detail back in episode 42 called False Angels, Paranormal Imposters in Disguise, where I mentioned this very, very topic. Like, I talked about it for a whole episode, where myself and my clients have experienced dark imposters sometimes posing as light beings. Because believe me, these dark entities, they will try all sorts of different tactics to get close to people. Now, it's part of their job. It is just what they do. And it's part of collecting their food source. They're actually really interesting, these energy beings, but we're not going to get on that track today. So another interesting perspective is that some people think that demonic voices can be an internal projection of their shadow selves, whether it be their conscious or their subconscious desires and their wants, how they're living their lives, how they think they should be living their lives, what they're avoiding, why they're procrastinating. It's a big possibility. For me, I believe that these beings are separate entities that are in our environment, because I've had thousands, I wish I'd written them all down over the years, but I've had thousands of personal experiences with these beings, and I've learnt, observe, always observe and let your common sense be your guide. Now, for some people, these voices can present themselves when they're in an altered mind state, when they're in a drug-induced state. Now, this can be possibly prescription medication, and I can't comment on that because I don't have any information for you. What I have dealt with 100% is working with people who have been using marijuana and mushrooms. I've worked with clients who've had issues with hearing voices, having negative experiences. People take drugs for many reasons, and I don't judge people. I never judge people about why they do what they do. But I've witnessed people using drugs to activate or to reach higher spiritual planes of existence, or using recreational substances to mask their life traumas. It's usually a band-aid for something else that's going on in your life. So again, see your doctor or a mental health professional. And thirdly, see an energy clearer, because I like to look at these things holistically. A doctor will look after your physical body. The mental health professional will look after your mind and your mind states and give you strategies and help you manage these situations. An energy worker can add another level, which is what I've found over the years from many, many clients. Now, this next one always gets me. Oh, look, I'm sitting here just rolling my eyes as I'm talking. People who partake willingly in satanic or occult type practices. These people are opening themselves up to hearing voices and worse, because these voices come from unknown places and they come into these people's lives purely from their intention to connect with the darkness around us. They're curious. They want to know what is out there. Or they're summoning entities to then send them out into the environment to hurt others. Now, when you ask, these beings shall come, and they come in numbers, and they are uncontrollable. Now, we're not going to say any more on that. I've done lots and lots of episodes talking about magic and entities and sex entities and demonic beings. If you're interested in knowing more about that, have a look through my playlist. Now let's get into these questions. I really want to share lots of information. Oh my goodness. When I started writing the notes for this episode, it just got longer and longer and longer. But that's okay, because I like to cover as much as I can for you to help you understand why people hear these voices. So question number one was, do I have a demon talking to me? And my very simple answer to that question is, possibly. You might just have an energetic presence around you trying to manipulate you in some way. Now, please don't panic. Never, ever panic in these situations. Spirits and dark entities are around us all the time. The dimensions overlap. You know, they are just all existing in this one place at the one time. Now, sometimes spirits talk to us. They do. I've had spirits talk to me occasionally. But the darker entities, they like to test the waters, as I call it. They're looking to see if they can affect or influence us, because that is what they're here to do. They're here to challenge us all the time. Are we going to take the dark path? Are we going to take the higher path? It's just how they work. They are here to challenge us all the time. Now, how do they talk to us? It's rather interesting. I find they use a type of telepathy. I've heard many, many voices over the years. Some have been raspy. Some have been gravelly. Some have been, how can I put it? Those creepy whispers that you hear in the movies. Some have been totally normal voices that sound like a person. It's all about listening to the content. I'm going to talk about that soon. What you need to do when you hear these voices is assess your situation. Do you have life traumas? Do you need to see your doctor, your mental health professional, or an energy worker, or all three in that order? You need to observe and not be scared of these voices. Don't create any fear, any paranoia, any anxiety, distress, helplessness, sadness, sorrow, any of those emotions. The voices can't physically hurt you. Remember, they're testing the waters. They're looking to see if they can influence you. Now, this is an interesting point. These entities, and I've thought about this a lot, they must be able to speak all of our languages or Do they simply just tap into our energy and adopt the language that we speak to then communicate with us? Now, I only speak English, and I haven't spoken to anyone else who speaks other languages, who's heard these demonic voices. But if I do get any more information in the future about that, I'll definitely do a post-edit for this episode. Now, do these energy beings read our minds? In a way, yes, they do. This ties in with how do they communicate with us? Do they adopt our language? They know what you like. They know what you don't like. They know what we will respond to and also what triggers us. They're the ultimate energy readers, if you want to look at it that way. They just know what triggers us. If I think about it in a logical way, that they can read the vibration that we're putting out. They are master readers of energy, of vibrations, of frequencies, whatever you want to call it. They read energy. Now, these beings, when they will talk to us, they often suggest information doesn't quite feel right, doesn't feel valuable to you. This is where you observe. And quite often, they will repeat information or they'll make suggestions in a pressured kind of way where you feel very, very uncomfortable. These are key signs for your awareness. So be aware. Don't agree to anything. Don't make pacts. Don't make contracts or agreements, even if they're verbal. These beings will hold you to them. And I have to tell you, you can't read the fine print with these guys. You don't know what they're up to. You just don't. I've been working with them for a very, very long time. I got thrust into a situation in the last 2 years where I had to go from working with what I call the freelancers in our environment, which are your dark and your demonic beings, what people call poltergeists. I've had to learn to work with magic entities, what I call summoned entities. They are a whole different kettle of fish. So you observe, you find processes that work to help get rid of them. This is what I've had to learn over the last 2 years. Oh my goodness. I felt like banging my head against a brick wall at some stages, but come out of it in a good sense now. Come out of it in a good way with lots of good practices, lots of good strategies, lots of good protection, basically, to keep these entities away. Now let's look at what do demonic voices sound like? This is interesting. I've had lots of different perspectives put forward by many, many people about this. Voices in your head can be any tone or pitch. They can sound male or female, and they can talk at any speed. And like I've always said, you're going to hear me use the word observe a lot today, but I'm trying to drum it into your brain. Observe, don't react. So observe the voice. You'll be able to pick up on if it's demonic. Firstly, demonic talk is all about the content, what is being said. And secondly, how it's said. Tone, the intensity, the feel of the words. Let your body and your mind guide you. Let your intuition guide you. If the words are suggesting harmful content towards yourself or others, obviously that's a big warning sign. Because remember, they're testing the waters. They're seeing how far they can push you. Sometimes these voices can be very charming and they can be very charismatic. And they know what your triggers are. So if a charming voice is going to get them closer to you, that is what they're going to use. So I always say, observe, 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 observe. And don't be influenced by these sneaky intruders. Now, these entities' voices, they can be very, very subtle. And sometimes they speak directly to people. Sometimes, now this is really creepy, I've been in a room and I've heard a voice. Now, I'm the only person in that building. Generally, I'm talking about my own home where I am right now. Now, I don't hear the voice through the wall or outside the window or at the door. And it doesn't even feel like it's in the space in this room. Maybe I'm trying to talk multi-dimensional here. Am I hearing a voice from another dimension within the space that I'm in within this room. It just doesn't sound right. It doesn't have the solidness. I know that's not a word. You know where I'm going. It doesn't sound solid. It's like it's at a distance, but it's close at the same time. I need to mention that. I'm not on any prescribed medication. I don't use any recreational drugs. I don't drink alcohol. So I know when I hear these voices, I am not being influenced by anything that I have drunk or taken or smoked. So I simply don't do any of those things. I'm tuned into this environment all the time, even when I'm asleep. A lot of people do say, though, that they hear very clear voices, very clear speech when these beings are either talking to them in their mind or outside the person's body. Now, this can be awake. It can be when you're drifting off to sleep, when you're in that very sort of easily suggestible state. And sometimes people even hear these voices in their dreams. They might not see the entity that's speaking to them, but sometimes you just hear a voice and you just know. It's not the TV, it's not the radio, the kids are in bed, the partner's in bed. There's no rational possibilities that can be in the environment that are creating these voices. So you know that it is something else testing the waters. Now, dark entities, you're going to love this. They like the dramatic. They like the limelight. And they're also very, very cunning. They're all show ponies. I was going to say that. And then I thought, no, and I've said it now. So there it is. Dark and demonic entities are show ponies. They want to be seen. They want to use drama because they know drama triggers people. People love drama. And if they can get on that wagon, they're going to use it to the max. Now, these beings can, they're very cunning, like I just said, they can utilize the sound of your own voice, boggle your mind, as they know that sometimes the creepy, weird, odd voices might be picked up as an outside influence. These dark influences often use negative words or images, sometimes subtly and sometimes not so subtly, to manipulate you into doing what they want you to do. And they're only doing that. They want you to then create the energetic food that they want, which is usually an emotional imprint, which can be blame, shame, guilt, hatred, resentment, fear. That is what they're going to want you to create because you're basically feeding them. We are energetic batteries for these entities. But remember, you always have free will and intention. Comes down to both of those things. So if something doesn't feel right, it doesn't sound right, question it. You don't like the answers, you simply walk away. You have the choice. Now, these dark entities often provoke you when you are at your most vulnerable. Now, some people, like I said earlier, it can be when you're awake, it can be in your dreams, it can be when you're slipping off into sleep. It can be your mental state, your emotional state, your physical state. It can be your egotistical desires and wants. And they'll attempt to control you with fear or by creating paranoia. They're the two top ones that they love creating in people. Now, this is an interesting situation that presented itself to me one day. I was having a conversation with a Christian lady. She couldn't believe that she was hearing the devil's voice in her head. And I'm just sitting there, I'm just observing, no commenting. Remember, I don't judge people. I observe and I listen. And she's saying to me, but I'm a Christian, I'm a good woman, I live a wholesome life. That was simply their argument, and she just kept repeating it over and over again. And that told me that there was something underlying there that needed attention. Now, my response was, dark entities don't categorize us by religion. They don't care what our hair color is, what our eye color is, where we shop, what we eat, our clothing style. They really don't care. What they do care about and what they are attracted to is what we think. That is the first port of call. Thoughts are a vibration. Now, was this lady going through a tough time in her life and she didn't know how to cope, she couldn't get any help, and she was creating some negative thoughts? And this brought on her hearing what she called the devil's voice. Or Do these dark entities know that she has a religious background and therefore go, right, I know how we can trigger her. We're going to put on a real devil voice. That's really going to get her going, and she'll start creating fear and paranoia and scared and maybe distressed and helpless. Oh, goody, 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 goody. Look what we can create with her. That's how they think. Just simply read our energy. Now, here is a fascinating local Tasmanian experience about a three-year-old girl and her dark whispering friend. And I've called this encounter Gracie's Demon Talk. Now, Jenny is a good friend of mine, and her family and I have been going through some tough energetic dealings with people sending out sorcery, magic, curses, hexes, you name it, they've been sending it. And they were sending this energy attached to summoned entities, as I call them. Now, we knew when the magic practitioners had corded in to Gracie. Now, Gracie is Jenny's three-year-old daughter. Because firstly, her behaviour, oh my goodness, her behaviour changed quite drastically in a very negative way. And one day, she just started screwing up her face and she was saying, hate, 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 I hate, I hate, I hate you, I hate Anna Mitt. I love it, she calls me Anna Mitt, it's so cute. And she was just stomping around the house and her behaviour was absolutely terrible. And she was singing these songs about witches and devils and demons. It was really, really very odd. Gracie comes from a very caring, kind family. There was no way that a three-year-old would know about witches and demons and devils. This was totally the opposite of her rather sweet, cheeky little three-year-old behaviours. Now, these suggestions, this hate that kept coming out of her and these songs that were coming out of her were coming through energetic cording from these magic practitioners. They were attempting to manipulate Gracie's behaviour. They tried to affect her mental and emotional health. Yeah, I know. Why would adults do this to a child? It is just beyond my fathoming. I don't even have words. I don't have words for that. And I'm never without words. Now, these people were trying to disrupt her sleep as well. Like, the family just went for nights and nights and nights without sleep. It was really not a very good situation. But there's always a positive. There's always a silver lining to every situation. We found a way to separate the cording, and Gracie's behaviours returned to normal. It was absolutely amazing to see the change in this child. That was purely a manipulation from outside sources. So if you want to hear Gracie's full story, you can tune into episode 44 of this podcast. Yes, I did a whole episode on it because at the time it was, oh my goodness, it was one of the episodes that I will never, ever forget. Now, question two, what is that evil voice in my head? Am I going insane? No, you are not going insane. That is a very simple answer to that question. Dark entity dimensions and realities, like I said earlier, they're aligned with the Earth reality and probably, you know, many other realities as well. They are predatory by nature and they know how to trigger us. Like I've mentioned earlier, remember, they're always testing the waters, always challenging us. So what to do? What can you do in these situations? Because you're all going to come across it at one time or another. Be aware of your thoughts. Listen to your thoughts. Think about your thoughts before they transfer into words or statements that come out your mouth. Because once it comes out your mouth, it can be very hard to take back. If you said something harsh to someone and you didn't mean it, and you're like, where did that come from? It might not be you. It might be a suggestion that's been put into your mind, and then you've said it without even thinking. Now, these beings, like I said, they use telepathy. They can just project. They project energy. They can project thoughts and words into our minds. You know, it can be that ghostly or that charismatic type whisper that we talked about earlier. Or it can be a creepy voice. It can be a shout. It's always interesting to observe these voices that you hear. The messages are most often repeated. And it's the way they're repeated. Once you tune into how these guys work, you pick it up in an instant. Jenny, who is Gracie's mum, she knows now when there's a change in her daughter's behaviour, when there's a change in her son's behaviour, a change in her own behaviour. She just knows when there's something else influencing them. Now, what I do with these energetic influences is I like to respond out loud. Not, I don't mean yelling. I don't mean like yelling at them, but I like to say my response with spoken words, as I feel that the vibration and my intention by saying these words out loud carries more power. It has a stronger presence than when it's said in your mind. Now, sometimes you'll be in situations where you can't say things out loud. So you can do it in your mind at that point and then maybe repeat it later on when you can say it out loud. You've just got to go each situation at its own. You know, you have to just decide in the moment how you're going to work with it. Now, you can sometimes ask your own questions of these voices because they don't like being questioned. It's one way to stop them in their tracks. Or you can simply just tell them to go away. And you can say something like, I know what you're up to and you can't manipulate me. Please go away. Please leave now. And they just ignore it. But remember, this is really important. Remember to be respectful. Because respect is really, really important, even with dark and demonic beings. Don't give whatever it is fuel to fight back. The best way to stop a bully, as I always say, is to not respond. You just walk away. Because what that does, it simply stops them in their tracks. They're like, well, I don't know what to do now. Where do I go from here? And they'll simply move on to the next person because you're just not giving them what they want. Now, this is an experience that I shared back in episode 46 called Haunted Highways, Ghostly Distractions on the Road. This is a story about a voice that was trying to influence me while I was driving. So I thought it was perfect to slip this little story in this episode today. Now, I've called this experience Dark Whispers with Darker Intentions. On many occasions, I've been driving along, just minding my own business, as you do, listening to the radio, when there's a cyclist who's approaching on the other side of the road. You can see where this is going. I would quite suddenly hear a very raspy voice in my head saying, run him over. And it would simply stop me in my tracks. Like my thoughts would stop instantly and I'd hear the voice again saying, run him over. I'm like, what is that? Where on earth is that coming from? So as I've had more and more of these experiences, I don't know what it is with me and cyclists. I have no issues with cyclists on the road. The voice would repeat and repeat and repeat, sort of like it was hammering away at my psyche. And I'm just like, nope. Not listening. Go away. I'm not interested. Not interested in the slightest. I've shared this experience with others. I'm not ashamed or afraid to share my real life experiences because quite often, as I found with this, other people had admitted to having similar experiences with unseen voices whispering nasty messages, encouraging them to hurt people on the road. So I just thought you might find that very, very interesting, that I heard the voices in my head. They were like a telepathic type suggestion. But I've also had very nasty voices trying to wear me down emotionally and mentally by saying things like, no one loves you, you're useless, you're ugly, or the usual sort of taunts. I simply just ignore them. Now, question three. I've probably covered a lot of this already, but we're just going to do a little summary. So question three, why do dark entities talk to us? I've come up with three reasons. Dark entities talk to us to assess if we are a suitable food source. And what that means is, will we be vulnerable enough to create their desired food, their emotional imprints, fear, paranoia, distress, rage, etc.? Or are we not going to give in to their tactics and they'll just move on? Sometimes these beings talk to us to see if we can be influenced enough that they can get close enough to then take us on as a new host. Now, I know that sounds frightening. Possession is a thing. I've dealt with many clients who I would describe as being possessed, all on different levels. Possession, there's so many different levels to possession. It's all about your mental and emotional vulnerability, lifestyles, and so forth. I talk about it a lot on this podcast. Now, sometimes these beings will gravitate towards spiritual people because they think we're a little bit more gullible. And I had a demon who turned up at bedtime one night. Now, he wasn't one of these ones I just mentioned, so I shouldn't put him in that category. I am very sorry if you are listening. You are not coming to me because I was gullible. This being came to me because he had questions. He was interesting. He was a high-ranking Legion general in what I call the demonic army. His presence was very strong, very dark, and made me feel a little bit sick. That's just the way my body responded. That's not what he was projecting. That was my physical nature going, oh, there's something here that's making me feel unwell. Now, I heard his questions in my mind. I kind of saw him with my eyes. I saw the dark mass, like the change in the energy of my bedroom. It was interesting because I was in the dark, but I could see his darkness in the darkness in the room, if that makes sense. When your eyes adjust to no light in a room, it's actually not that dark. And you can see the chairs and the wardrobes and so forth. But I could see his darkness in the room. It was rather fascinating. So if you're interested in hearing about that full sort of experience that I had, you can go back to episode 34. So I hope you found this interesting and that your takeaways from this episode would be that you become more observant of the energy world around you and just don't respond. If you have voices talking to you suggesting horrible things, don't respond in any way. Walk away and ignore. And in situations where you can't get rid of the voice, seek medical help, then mental health care, and then see an energy worker. Because these problems need to be solved holistically. So I hope you found that interesting, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Now next week, in episode 77, we are opening the wardrobe door on why spirits wear clothing. It's an odd but not totally unusual question that came from Eric in Utah. And he asked me, why do we see spirits in clothes? You know, how does it all work? And I have to say that I've never even questioned spirits not wearing clothing. But some people obviously have. So I thought, why not slip into something more comfortable and unpack why spirits wear clothing? So I look forward to you joining me next week to hear that rather funny and fascinating, a little bit quirky episode. If you like this spooky content of this episode today, please hit the subscribe button. And you will get a notification when every new episode is released to the public. And stay tuned for many, many more episodes unpacking the strange and unseen aspects of the paranormal world around us. So thank you for joining me today. And don't forget, if you want to share a paranormal experience just with myself, or you would like me to share one of your experiences through my podcast, you can do a voice recording, or you can write out your experience and I will read it exactly as you have written. You can email me at spiritualbeing44@gmail.com. And for information on paranormal house clearing, you can visit my website, Spiritual Being. You will find the address in the description box. And I look forward to sharing this spooky space again with you next week. And remember, life is perfectly paranormal.